Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, what I'd like to do today is respond to some of the very interesting points which some of you made with regard to my previous video, which is on the idea that artificial intelligence and genetic selection are not going to be the saviours of civilization. So, first of all, I want to look, and I appreciate this is an ongoing discussion. So, obviously, if you have any counter arguments, then I'd be interested to see them. Put them in the comments section. So, one argument I received, which was very interesting, was that robots will save us. Artificial intelligence will gradually develop into artificial general intelligence, and once that happens, then the robots will realize what has to be done to save civilization, and also they will become self-perpetuating, so they will start creating each other, and they will start creating ever more complex robots, and therefore we will move over into a world that is basically run by artificial general intelligence, and we won't need humans anymore, and this kind of thing. So I want to look at this. Now, I'm no expert on IT, so I've consulted people who are. Our squire, for example, that only owns all of the land in the Jolly Heretic Village and appoints its vicar. But he knows all about IT, so I've been talking to him. And he was telling me that the problem is that things like ChatGPT, i.e. artificial intelligence, are trained to solve a well-defined, clear problem for which they have a great amount of feedback data and from which they can basically develop a model. This is a system where they are successful if they manage to follow the model, and if they are unsuccessful if they don't manage to follow the model. That's it. They're trained to solve a very, very specific, narrow problem. Now, it may well be that as we get more and more artificial intelligence, there will be all kinds of very narrow, specific problems which they can solve, and therefore there will be a collapse in the need for lots of low-skilled jobs and things like that. Now, that in itself, if you've got enough people that don't have work and those people don't have what they regard as a sufficient standard of living, could cause problems, could cause revolutions, and could undermine the whole thing and lead to a general collapse and whatever. But that aside, the point is that this kind of artificial intelligence is not trained to solve novel problems. So it is the difference in terms of the pyramid of intelligence that we've discussed before. At the base of the pyramid, you have the specialized abilities, very narrow, specific things that very weakly correlate with intelligence. And then above that, you have verbal and mathematical and spatial intelligence. And then above that, you have general intelligence. So AI cannot solve general problems, i.e. novel problems. So an example is, if we think about a bee has a very, very narrow set of skills indeed. A bee is you know, it can gather pollen, it can make nectar, it can build a hive, that sort of thing. But the idea that the bee is going to be able to go from there to being able to be a sort of godlike figure who takes over the world is extremely unlikely. So the bee is not going to be able to solve these more complex problems, these general problems. So that is the problem with that argument. Now, a similar related argument that I have received is that basically it doesn't take that high intelligence to be able to just basically feed all of the information that we have in the history of humanity into these AI machines, and from this they will be able to just sort of work out what to do, and they will have all of the knowledge that they have, and they will be able to develop a very high level of intelligence and that sort of thing. Again, the problem here is, first of all, this conceives of artificial intelligence as sort of godlike. It's just the idea that the gods will be fed scientific papers. We will feed them these scientific papers, and they will somehow convert this into knowledge, and then that's it. It doesn't work like that. Computers have to be trained to do very, very specific tasks, and to do that, to train them to do that, requires a very high level of intelligence, and we are in a situation in which intelligence is in tremendous decline, as I have looked at in other videos. So I don't see that working. Now, another argument that you have is, well, if this happens, then we'll have exponential growth. And the idea, this is a sort of Ray Kurzweil sort of argument, is that it's just a matter of there not being enough hardware. All you have to do is get what we have now and scale it up. Scale it up, and then you have exponential growth and you have artificial general intelligence. The problem is that there is a sort of a chasm between machine learning and artificial general intelligence. Computers are taught to solve very narrow, very specific problems. They have specialized abilities, and to the extent that they produce that specialized ability, they've done it. They've solved their problem. This is a closed loop system. AGI is going to involve the computers identifying what they perceive as problems and then solving those problems. It is an open loop system. Essentially, you have to get a tool to work out how to use itself, almost to have a sense of consciousness. Now, you could argue that the problems that we have to solve essentially are evolutionary ones, and AI is not evolutionary, and therefore it's going to find no purpose other than what it is told to solve. So if it is told to solve evolutionary problems, then perhaps it will think about solving them. That's fine. But that's not a matter of the computer thinking for itself. That is a matter of the computer doing what it a very narrow thing that it is taught to do. And if it does work out how to solve evolutionary problems, well, you could type into the chatbot, whatever it's called now, how do we solve the problem of dysgenics or whatever. And as long as you put the programming in the right terminology, it will genuinely tell you. It won't just say, oh, this is a very controversial question. But that doesn't mean we can persuade people in a highly individualistic society to do what it says. So for those reasons, I don't see how we can argue that that artificial general intelligence is going to save the situation. The second argument I received was, oh, well, the Chinese will save the situation, that power will pass to the Chinese and the Chinese will take on eugenic policies and whatever. The problem there is that the Chinese are already in dysgenic fertility. The Chinese, in a sense, are proto-woke. And they have more, as our Koreans and Japanese are obviously so, they have more and more people that are just highly intelligent and residing from the gene pool. Their IQ is going to be in decline, and they are just going to be, I would think, a few decades behind the West in terms of their trajectory. The people with unusual coloured hair, blue, purple, pink, unnatural hair, are a small, tiny minority in places like Russia and China and Japan. But as I've looked at before, they are still there and they are likely to grow, and a tipping point is likely to be reached. So I don't see that they would save us either. But I would be interested, or save civilization either, but I would be interested in your comments on this, so please leave them in the chat. And tally-ho.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke, joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!